The following is a presentation of the Chicago Bears Network. On the air, online, and on demand. Visit the Chicago Bears Network page on chicagobears.com. And now, welcome to Bears All Access, your all-access pass into Chicago Bears football. Bears All Access is brought to you by Sports Authority and sponsored by Miller Lite, United Airlines, and Verizon.
We have got an action-packed show here of Bears All Access brought to you by Sports Authority on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Zach Zaidman joined by former Bears quarterback Jim Miller. And we will have a special guest in new Bears right tackle Bobby Massey a little bit later on in the show. 312-644-6767 is the phone number. 312-644-6767. Taking your phone calls throughout the hour. Best caller of the hour wins a gift certificate to Sports Authority. And Jim, what an unbelievable day of action here in the NFL, starting with the big trade to start the day between the Eagles and the Browns, in which Philadelphia moves up to get the number two pick. Later on in the day, one of the best cornerbacks in football all of a sudden becomes a free agent. And I guess we'll start from this standpoint. If you're Ryan Pace and the Bears sitting up at Halas Hall, how do these moves affect you?
I think they got to feel pretty good, because pretty good position players are pushing down the board. Now, you know, when you look at it, do they have a shot at DeForest Buckner, the defensive end from Oregon? Because I think it continues when you got two quarterbacks, and clearly you don't make a move from 15-1 like the Rams did, or like the Eagles from 8-2 to take another position. I mean, when you look at Laremy Tunsil, he's not considered a 100% clean player because he never played a full entire season at Ole Miss. He was often injured, and granted, he's a great athlete and all those things. So it's pushing great players like that down the board. Plus, when you look at Tennessee, who's at the 15 spot, trading from 1 down to 15, they want to get back into the top 10. They've got the ammo to do it, to potentially still get Laremy Tunsil. So what's going to happen is, you think of great players like Miles Jack. We know about the medical there. Some think that could push him down a little bit, and other talented players like a DeForest Buckner potentially could be falling right into the Bears' lap at the number 11 spot. So I think the Bears got to feel pretty good about what just happened. I think a lot of teams are. Now, even if you look at Cleveland, who traded from 2 down to 8, do they take Paxton Lynch? There's reports out there that they could take the Memphis quarterback. Why would they trade down when they had a shot at a franchise quarterback and take Paxton Lynch at 8? Here's the reason why. Because they've traded down at 8 even more. There's a team like the Bills or the Jets who are in need of a quarterback that could trade ahead of the Cleveland Browns at that point and snag up Paxton Lynch. So potentially, like I said, I think Ryan Pace and John Fox are feeling all good. A very good player is going to fall to them at the 11th spot.
It should be noted that Lynch was working out for the Bears yesterday. So was the Notre Dame receiver Will Fuller. They've been working out a lot of offensive players of late. You're able to work out 30 different players, each NFL team is. So the Bears doing their due diligence, not just in regards to defensive players, but checking out the offensive players as well. I want to hit you with this before we start talking about this big-time corner that's now suddenly available on the free market. When you look at it from a Bears standpoint specifically, who do you think, when the day started, they were looking at, and which player is likely going to fall that maybe would not have been an option before this trade was made, that now all of a sudden you have to go, you know what? This is a player who could realistically fall to 11.
I think DeForest Buckner, and here's the reason why, who would be a great fit as a defensive end in the Bears 3-4 defense, because the draft is now starting at 3, right? San Diego. Now, they could use a left tackle, and that's where Laremy Tunsil could go. Because let's face it, Phillip Rivers got sacked 40 times last year. That offensive line was banged up. Or even if they choose the corner, say Jalen Ramsey. Now Tunsil start to fall. Dallas gets news today that DeMarcus Lawrence, literally their best defensive end, left to rush the passer. He's going to be suspended 4 games. Already Randy Gregory is suspended. Now you factor in that, yeah, granted, they could re-sign Greg Hardy, but they don't want to. So now defensive end is a huge need for the Dallas Cowboys. So maybe that's where Bosa now goes off the board because he's considered a consistent player. Granted, the explosiveness isn't there, but is going to be a good, consistent player that could provide that for the Dallas Cowboys early in the season. So, again, DeForest Buckner starts to drop. Then you look at, you know, what I mentioned with Jalen Ramsey. You got Miles Jack. You've got a guy like Ezekiel Elliott. To me, Ezekiel Elliott is a top five pick all day long. So, to me, DeForest Buckner starts to fall. Now, if Tennessee trades back into the top 10 to get a tackle, if Tunsil's off the board, that means Ronnie Stanley's gone, the second best rated tackle from Notre Dame. So DeForest Buckner falls a little more. San Francisco, they're not in need of a left tackle, so I don't think that's a cause for concern for the Chicago Bears. And then you look at the Cleveland Browns. This is going to be the trigger spot because you mentioned the Bears just worked out Lynch. Mm-hmm. Is this where Cleveland now takes Paxton Lynch? They need to get a quarterback. They have to think about their future. Or, again, do they trade down and somebody trades up into the top 10? And that could be where potentially Tennessee does it at the 8th spot. Okay, now it goes to 9. And then you look at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They run a 4-3 defense. It's Mike Smith. They're not taking DeForest Buckner. And then I look at the Giants at 10. They've already signed their defensive ends. And again, that's a 4-3 defense under Steve Spagnuolo. So there's talk of them taking a tackle. They could be a team interested in Ezekiel Elliott, the running back. They need a three-down running back in their Ben McAdoo system on offense. So I'm looking right at 11, and I think DeForest Buckner out of Oregon has a great shot to fall the Chicago Bears at 11, and they should love to have that type of dominant player in their 3-4 style of defense.
We talked a lot about him last week with Tom Thayer, who will rejoin us for our next edition Monday, right before the draft, where we'll get your final mock draft heading into the big Thursday night here in Chicago when the Bears will have the 11th overall pick in round number one. But speaking specifically in regards to Buckner, he's a guy, and Tom brought up the fact that he reminds him a lot of Julius Peppers. When you watch this guy on video, what stands out to you?
I just think he's so strong. You know, a lot of people compare him to Calais Campbell. He is just so physically strong and can manhandle people. And, yeah, he moves pretty well for a big guy. I mean, there are some people that, yeah, I mean, could he be a fit? He's such a physically dominant player in a 4-3. Yeah, he could do it, but his best position is a defensive end in a 3-4, currently what he's doing out there in Oregon. But if you just watch him, he physically just dominates people. I mean, Calais Campbell is probably the strongest defensive tackle in the National Football League, or defensive end, because he can kick down as well. And that's the versatility, because as Tom says, it's a big guy who's physically strong that can move. And comes with a lot of size, the traits that we talked about last week that Ryan Pace and John Fox want to draft. This player is all that and a bag of chips. And if he falls to 11, or say a guy like Miles Jack falls to 11 due to the medical, man, you're getting one whale of a player that are just great athletes at the 11 spot.
312-644-6767 is the phone number. Taking your calls throughout the hour. Best caller of the hour wins a gift certificate to Sports Authority. We'll also visit in a little bit with new Bears right tackle Bobby Massey here on Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority. The big news late today was the fact that Carolina decided to remove the franchise tag that it had applied to All-Pro cornerback Josh Norman. He's an unrestricted free agent, can sign with any team in football, and you don't have to give up any compensation. So why is a guy this talented out on the open market today?
Well, since he's a free agent, he ought to be calling his agent to fire him, to make him a free agent, because he should have went in there and signed his franchise tender, and he'd be guaranteed $14 million. Now the leverage is on the Carolina Panthers to get a long-term deal done, or minimum, he's making $14 million this year, because clearly the market out there may not be what Josh Norman is willing to accept to get paid. Supposedly he wants in the $15, $16 million a year range. Supposedly the report out there is that the Carolina Panthers offered him $11 million a year average, which would put him in the top six corners in the league. And Carolina is a zone defensive team, so he's not a clear man-to-man corner. It'll be interesting to see if other teams view him as a man-to-man corner and to see what he could potentially get on the open market. There's teams like Jacksonville that have a lot of salary cap space right now. Cleveland, another team, they haven't dabbled in free agency, right? They're playing money ball. They're not going to give him $11 to $16 million a year. Look at the man-to-man corners in the league. Aqib Talib, he is a great corner. They're the world champion corner. Denver Broncos, he only makes $9.7 million a year. Josh Norman, the offer in his own defense, was $11 million a year. So Dave Gettleman said, well, let's just cut our losses. We'll move on. We'll give our money to Kawan Short, the defensive tackle, and Star Lotulelei. They'll draft another guy in the fifth round like they did Josh Norman.
We've going to take some phone calls because, man, coming up after the break, Jim, there's so many people who want to know, is Josh Norman a fit for the Bears? We'll get your answer next right here on Bears All Access, 312-644-6767 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. The Chicago Bears Network presents Inside the Bears, a unique TV show hosted by Anthony Adams and Lauren Screeden and brought to you by Jimmy John's. Inside the Bears airs every Sunday night at 10:35 on Fox 32 Chicago or visit chicagobears.com/insidethebears to check out show segments anytime. And this week on Inside the Bears, Robbie Gould is honored by his teammates with the Ed Block Courage Award. Visit the Thayer Family Restaurant in Joliet, and Spice discovers more lost Bears artifacts. Inside the Bears, brought to you by Jimmy John's, airs Saturdays at 6 p.m. on My 50 Chicago and Sundays at 10:35 p.m. on Fox 32 Chicago. You can also watch show segments online at chicagobears.com anytime. Alongside former Bears quarterback Jim Miller. And just as I started reading that, by the way, Jim, about the Thayer Family Restaurant in Joliet, guess who texts me on the phone? It was Tom Thayer. So we'll talk to him a little bit later on the show.
Oh, so Zach, you already won a gift certificate to Thayer's restaurant, if I can spit it out. Well done, Tom.
And you can join us. I'm told it's like family. We are always welcome at Thayer's restaurant out in Joliet. So we got to make a road trip there sometime from Bourbonnais this summer. So Jim Miller's along. I'm Zach Zaidman. You can join us as well. 312-644-6767. Also, Bobby Massey, the new Bears right tackle, will join us in our next segment. But until we get there, let's take your phone calls. Remember, gift certificate to Sports Authority is on the line for the best caller of the hour. Out to the phones we go. Jim, we'll start in Highland Park. Len, you're on Bears All Access.
Hi, guys. You guys do an unbelievable job. I really enjoy listening to you.
Thank you.
With the Bears' supposed improvement at linebacker, and if everything falls in place with their defensive line, does the secondary get a reprieve? Because they really never had anything in front of them the last couple of years. I'll listen to your answer.
Well, sure. I mean, those are two things go together. Obviously, pass rush can improve your secondary coverage, and certainly the coverage can help the pass rush the longer you can cover, obviously. But, you know, I think it's twofold. I think the Bears have shown that they want to upgrade in a lot of areas. And I still think, you know, a third corner is one of those areas, and I still think getting younger at safety. I think we understand that Antro Roy got a little banged up last year. They went with Corte and had a couple Przinski had to go in there and fill in a couple games at the safety spot. Adrian Amos made good strides as a young rookie getting an opportunity to play, and I think, you know, both corner and safety are still an area that they could potentially address, and there's some good ones in this draft, and we'll see if how Ryan Pace plays his cards, but who have the opportunity to address probably those couple of areas in the draft.
312-644-6767, the phone number here on Bears All Access. We welcome Dave in Oswego. Dave, you're on with Zach Zaidman and Jim Miller.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I got a question. I'm going through my draft board here, and I got, you know, a scenario where you're going to see both the quarterbacks go 1-2. You're probably going to see Jack at 3. Buckner, I'm guessing, in top 5 somewhere. You know, and then you got Bosa, you got a few other guys in there, and I don't know if Buckner's going to be available at 11, so if he's not, you know, what do you think they do? Do you think they go corner with Jackson or Hargraves? I don't think he'll be there either, but, I mean, Jackson seems like a solid prospect to me from what I've seen, what I've heard. What do you guys think if Buckner's not there?
Well, again, I think if you see that good players are starting, let's go hypothetical that I don't think is going to happen. But let's say because San Diego runs a 3-4 defense, they elect to go Buckner at 3. Okay, now you just said it. Jalen Ramsey and Miles Jack are now starting to fall. Dallas, we already mentioned, they have no pass rushers right now. Another guy just got suspended. That's probably where Bosa is now going to go for Dallas. I think it's too high for Bosa, but potentially either he goes there or it's a guy like Shaq Lawson.
What about Ezekiel Elliott? Because you can make a case that a terrific running back helps your defense just as much as the two other players that you mentioned.
I think you can, but really the list, you're right. When you start looking at players to draft, and a lot of GMs will tell you this, you're looking for guys that score touchdowns on both offense and defense. Those guys will come even before tackle. But a lot of people view tackle as a safe pick in the NFL. But guys that score touchdowns or throw touchdowns, i.e. quarterbacks go 1 and 2, right, with the what the caller Dave just mm-hmm. mentioned there. And then you're right, the Dallas would have to consider Ezekiel Elliott there. They did sign Alfred Morris in free agency, but they have a bigger need at the defensive end spot. And you need to get a pass rusher that can get after the quarterback, especially in that division with what's going on. So I think potentially Bosa is considered still the top defensive end. We went over that he's not one of our favorites. I think he's reached his ceiling, but he's going to be a consistent player that probably can be counted on to play right away for the Dallas Cowboys. So I personally think that will trump Ezekiel Elliott at that point.
The official tablet app of the Chicago Bears, Bears Daily, powered by Xfinity, is now available for free download. Search Bears Daily for the latest team news, videos, photos, and more. Zach Zaidman, Jim Miller with you on Bears All Access. When we come back, we'll visit with new Bears right tackle Bobby Massey and Tom Thayer ahead as well. Plus your phone calls at 312-644-6767. Bears All Access rolls on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Bears All Access rolls on here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Zach Zaidman joined by former Bears quarterback Jim Miller. And we are pleased to have on the show for the first time one of the new Bears this offseason, the starting right tackle on the team by way of Arizona, Bobby Massey. Bobby, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great, Bobby. Jim Miller here, and one, congratulations on signing for the Chicago Bears. And first off, I think Bears fans want to know, just bringing that winning Arizona Cardinal attitude here to Chicago, a team that definitely wants to turn around and get back to its winning ways.
Yeah, I just hope to be a piece of the puzzle that gets this team back to its championship ways again like it used to.
Now, it's been well documented, especially if anyone follows Kyle Long on Twitter. He loves you, and I think the feeling is mutual based on your off-season workouts together. But can you take us through how the two of you met and how this relationship formed and the bond that you guys have?
Me and Kyle, we've known each other since high school because, we played in the same division in high school, and, both our high school were rivals. So we used to play each other every year, and so we've known each other for a long time, and just keeping up with each other throughout the years and in college, and the past couple of years we trained together out in Phoenix, and I had the opportunity. I told Kyle I had the opportunity to come to Chicago, and he vouched for me, and he recruited me heavy, and I ended up signing with him.
Well, obviously, one, to be a part of a longtime friend, that's always something that's great to have in the National Football League in terms of camaraderie. But what about the team was intriguing to you? The style of offense, how the plays are going to be called and run here in Chicago that also fit your bill in order to feel comfortable to sign?
I mean, it's a team that's on the rise. Still in the building process, and it's a great quarterback. They just got a new offensive coordinator, and I like the style of offense that they're going to run. And it's just a chance to be a part of a team that's starting from the ground up and playing for Coach Fox, who's a winning coach. And I just wanted the opportunity to start fresh.
Talking with Bobby Massey, one of the new Bears offensive linemen here on Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority, Zach Zaidman and Jim Miller with you. Bobby, when we hear about you as a player, people say that you're tough, you're tenacious, you're a great run blocker, but that's other people. When we ask you for your scouting report on Bobby Massey, what is it?
I mean, I am all those things, but, I feel like I'm an all-around tackle. I feel like I'm very versatile. I'm athletic for my size, and, I feel like I'm a great pass blocker because over in our division that we go against some of the best defenses and best defensive linemen in the league. So I feel like I'm battle tested in every area. I feel like I'm a great overall player.
Well, it's interesting. You played for a hard coach. He coaches hard now when you look at Bruce Arians. And What impressed you about John Fox? Because I'm sure it was the recruiting process. He wanted you, but don't let him fool you. He's not, you know, he's a wolf in sheep's clothing. He coaches pretty hard as well. But what impressed you about John Fox?
Coach Fox is a straight shooter. You know, he's not going to beat around the bush and tell you anything that just tell you anything you want to hear. You know, I like that he has a winning past, and you know, I like to be. I'm used to winning, so I like to be a part of that. And you know, he takes care of his guys, but at the same time, he wants you to work for him too. And he'll throw you a bone every now and then, but you got to work to get it. And so, you know, I'm just happy to be a part of this organization, and I just want to get the Bears back to winning championships.
And you join one of the more respected offensive line coaches here with the Bears and Dave Magazoo. What I find interesting, and granted, it's just phase one of the offseason, meaning you guys can't go out there on the grass and really work with the coaches. But from what you know about the way the Bears do things, how different is it from a technique standpoint compared to what you had to do in Arizona?
I mean, it's not too different. You know, everybody pretty much runs the same offense. Around the league, it's just the terminology is different. So that's the thing that I'm trying to get down. You know, they're throwing a million things at me, and I'm just trying to soak it all up like a sponge as quickly as possible. So that's really the only difference here being here.
Well, you've been spoiled out there a little in Arizona. You play in that nice, cozy dome, and you're from Virginia. What's it going to be like playing back into the cold weather, Bears style? That's how we like to play it in Chicago.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's the thing I've been talking to a few people about. I got to get used to, because being in Arizona, we might have played two cold games a year, and that being maybe in the 50s. So, you know, I'll get used to it. You know, I got used to the heat out in Phoenix, so I get used to the cold of Chicago.
You did mention about understanding the offense, and I think that's something, you know, in talking to Kyle Long last year. He mentioned that one of the toughest things for him moving from guard to tackle was being able to digest the offense. And also, you have to understand defenses and what they're doing, because there's certain tricks that a defense will pull on an offense. And if you understand what the defense is doing, it makes you that much better as a tackle. Can you kind of explain what you're looking for from that position in terms of analyzing what the defense is doing?
I mean, you just got to understand, you know, breaking the huddle and coming to the line, you don't just put your hand in the dirt and run the play. You got to understand what the defender's position across from you, with the defensive lineman, notice his feet and what his tendencies may be, what you picked up during the week, what the linebackers are doing, are they shifting, and are they coming up to the line of scrimmage, possibly blitzing, or they may be faking. If the safeties are rolling, there might be a possible blitz coming from the opposite side of the line. If the slot's backed up with a safety, maybe a blitz coming off the slot. It's just a lot of things that you have to be prepared for, which comes from studying during the week and watching film. But you get all that down, the game would be easy.
Well, just when you came from Ole Miss, you're just a young man coming out of college, and certainly things are different in the pros, but now the logistics are different. It's free agency. You get an opportunity to sign in Chicago. And just how is it for you to get familiar with the city, getting settled in so that you can focus on the task at hand, and that's playing great football?
I mean, it's great. You know, I'm going around the city right now. I'm actually looking for a home. So, you know, my realtor, she's giving me a tour. But, you know, being in Chicago is like night and day from Phoenix. You know, Phoenix is a desert, and Chicago is very woodsy, and it actually looks like people live here. So, so that's the thing I'm getting used to. It's a beautiful city, though. You know, I can't be happier, so I'm glad I'm here.
You know, the Cardinals started out here years and years and years ago, and now they're in the desert in large part because of the Bears' popularity. In the short time that you've been out and about in Chicago, have Bears fans recognized you? Have you had interaction with fans, say, when you go out to eat, that kind of stuff?
Oh, yeah, because everywhere I've been with Kyle. So
oh, he's
a
mayor.
They noticed me being him before they noticed me. And so then they'll take pictures with him. They see me standing behind him like, oh, welcome to Chicago. I'm glad you're here. But, yeah, I mean, the fans here are great. You know, it's actually a football town, which is new to me. So I'm glad that, because Arizona was basically a commuter city. So Green Bay, Minnesota, Seattle fans were packed in Phoenix. I'm glad to actually be in a city that's a Bears town. So that's good. I like that.
Oh, there's great tradition and history. I believe you're going to love it, Bobby. Well, was it important to you at all to stay in the NFC? Did you think about that at all? And obviously it's a different style of play, I think, compared to the AFC side of things.
No, it wasn't really a factor, to be honest.
Okay.
Bobby Massey here with us on Bears All Access. And, you know, you train with LaCharles Bentley along with Kyle Long. What are those workouts like, and who's stronger?
that's up for debate. But those workouts are great. You know, LaCharles, he's one of the greatest O-line gurus out there, if I even want to use that word. But he's just a great coach. It's one of the only facilities in the country that trains specifically offensive linemen. And, you know, it's the best thing I've done at any level, as training-wise, from nutrition to off-the-field, chalkboard, everything. It's a one-stop shop for everything. It's an O-lineman's dream, basically.
Well, what type of workout? Is anything tailored to you specifically? Obviously, we know football has become much more specific, but is it endurance in a game, being able to bend, the kick step? I mean, what specifically in your training do you really want to improve in what area?
I mean, he tailors specific workouts for specific players because, you know, things that they need to work out on.
Yeah.
But me personally, it's, you know, being able to stay wider on my kick step, not opening my hips. Once the defender goes wide, we worked a lot on that. And just working on my flexibility. We did a lot of that in this past offseason. And, you know, he's just great at picking out specific things for specific guys. And, you know, just improving on what they lack at.
Bobby, we'll get you out on this. Since you did go to Ole Miss, you know the draft is here next week.
Yes.
In Chicago. The best tackle available, according to many, is a guy who went to your alma mater. So
yes.
Give us the scouting report on Laremy Tunsil, and is he the best tackle available next week?
I mean, I feel, my personal opinion, I feel he is. You know, he's probably as athletic as any player in this draft. You know, he's fresh. You know, he had a situation where he didn't play that many games this year. So he has fresh legs coming out for the draft. He punches. He can punch through a wall. I mean, he comes from a great program with great coaches. And, yeah, I feel like he's a top tackle prospect in this year's draft.
Yeah, and we learned in the bowl game that he can catch touchdowns, which I guess is any offensive tackle's dream. Bobby, thank you so much for joining us. Good luck finding that house.
Well, thank you. Not a problem. Thank you
all
guys
right,
for
Bobby.
Having me.
Welcome to Chicago.
New Bears tackle Bobby Massey spending some time with us here on Bears All Access. When we come back, more of your phone calls, 312-644-6767. Along with Jim Miller, I'm Zach Zaidman. Bears All Access rolls on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Bears All Access continues on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Tom Thayer will join us momentarily. Zach Zaidman and Jim Miller with you. We're taking your phone calls at 312-644-6767. Best caller of the show wins a gift certificate to Sports Authority. To the phones we go. Highland Park, Fred, you're on Bears All Access.
Yeah, I see that they pulled the franchise tag off of Josh Norman. You think the Bears might be in the hunt, and what are the mechanics of it?
I think for Josh, once he gets into the reality of it, it's probably going to be a short-term deal for him, and it's not going to be at the compensation that he is looking for. Yeah, I think the Bears should be interested, but I think he's more of a zone corner is what has been diagnosed from Carolina in the style of defense. Not that they don't run some man coverage. Of course they do. But it's not going to be at $11 million a year. I think that's clearly what the breaking point was for Dave Gettleman, the general manager of the Carolina Panthers. So I don't think it'll be at $11 million a year for the Chicago Bears either. So I think he's about to get realistic. I think you flirt with him a little bit, see what he's willing to sign for, what you could potentially sign him for, but that number will be at the Chicago Bears number, not Josh Norman's number.
When you say zone corner, there are some people who watched the Panthers last year, and they know that they have principles of Jim Johnson's old defense in Philadelphia, where you just go after the quarterback, and Ron Rivera got his coaching start at a big level with the Eagles before he became Bears defensive coordinator. So why do you say zone when to blitz like that, you have to play man-to-man principles, don't you?
No, there's a lot of blitz zone run. That's Jim Johnson. Jim Johnson ran a lot of blitz zones in Philadelphia. There are times where you're going to be manned up, like, say, the Giants game, right? The big Odell Beckham, Josh Norman situation. But if you look at some of those plays, there was always a safety over the top ready to help Josh Norman if Odell Beckham was going deep. I think he's a lengthy corner. He's 6 foot, 195, but he's obviously just not realistic about his numbers. And now his market may have decreased significantly for him to get paid the compensation that he needs. And obviously Dave Gettleman knew it was going to be a breaking point. Now the best opportunity for any team, whether it's the Bears, whether it's, a team like Detroit, I think Detroit needs a corner, they're going to say, okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to offer you a shorter-term deal. We'll give you a two-year, let's shoot for, say, $15 million. We'll give you $7.5 million a year. You already offered 11, and it's not there for you anymore. This is the best we're going to offer you, and that may be the case because you got to remember, everybody's used up a lot of their salary cap space. Jacksonville has a lot of space. Cleveland has a lot of space, but what's Cleveland doing? They want to build a young nucleus, and they're going to do it via the draft. So his market, his suitors have decreased. The suitors are there, but their cap space isn't as generous as, say, a team like Jacksonville or Cleveland that really are trying to rebuild at this point.
We're jam-packed with calls at 312-644-6767, but he's our guy, so we got to put him on here on Bears All Access. It's Tom Thayer who joins us now on the show. And Tom, I guess before we start getting into the football stuff, you know, I was reading a promotion for Inside the Bears, which comes up this weekend. And one of the things that I was reading here is, quote, visit the Thayer Family Restaurant in Joliet. You can watch Saturday at 6 p.m. on My50 Chicago and Sunday at 10:35 p.m. on Fox 32 Chicago. What's that all about?
Oh, well, you know, my family, we have a little restaurant in Joliet, and it is a little family-run, home-cooked food. You'll meet my mom in there. She's 83 years old. She runs the restaurant every day with my brother. You know, it's just a base, homemade, hand-prepared, home-cooked food, and, you know, everything from the soup my mom makes every day to all the other items that she puts up on the board that she makes up every day. You know, Lauren and Chris came out there a few weeks ago and filmed it, and it was just an exciting experience for everybody. And I, you know, I've had a lot of people in the restaurant continuously asking me when it's going to be on.
Well, it's going to be interesting, Tom. But I mean, how proud are you that just the impact your family's had on the community? You know, I'm sure everybody growing up there locally has said, "Yeah, we ate at the Thayer Family Restaurant all the time." And just to have that type of impact, the legacy of your family, the name, and obviously all the great things your mother, your family have done locally in the community.
You know, yeah, Joliet has supported my family, and my family has supported Joliet. You know, we do go hand in hand with each other, and it's such a neat thing for me, Jim, because you know my mom and dad, in a couple days, they're going on their 65th year of marriage.
Wow.
I've lived and grown up in the same house my whole life, same telephone number. Everything has been a routine. So just for, you know, the community of, like I said, Joliet and my family and, you know, extending all the way to the Chicagoland area, it's just an awesome experience for me to be able to go home on a regular basis and, you know, always be around my family.
Zach Zidman, Jim Miller, joined by Tom Thayer here on Bears All Access. Want to remind you the NFL draft returns to Chicago. The Bears are providing fans with more than 50 chances to win exclusive draft prizes, including seats inside the Auditorium Theater. Find details and enter by this Friday at ChicagoBears.com. And, you know, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention that the draft coverage is tailored to Bears fans at ChicagoBears.com, including a live digital broadcast from the PNC studio at Halas Hall surrounding the Bears' first-round pick next Thursday night. So let's talk a little bit football, because Jim and I were mentioning this earlier, Tom, that you know this trade that Philadelphia made with Cleveland to jump up and get the number two pick, we now know for certain that the top two picks are going to be the quarterbacks in whatever order you have them in, either Jared Goff or Carson Wentz. But the top two are going to be QBs. So now, after that, that means that another good position player is going to drop down to 11. How do you see it affecting the Bears?
And are you narrowing it down to one side of the football, defensively speaking? If that's the case, there is going to be some type of marquee position player in position for the to be drafted by the Bears. And I do think that's what the Bears have in their sight, is someone who can come in here on the first day and be an immediate contributor when they do get into the classroom and on the field and getting a judgment of their athleticism and how quickly they can learn the system. So, you know, it's exciting, you know, with the Bears, or as an NFL outsider just paying attention to the draft getting ready to be underway in a couple weeks, that, you know, there is that quarterback impact at the beginning of the draft that is going to make it unfold. You know, it probably added a lot of confusion to some of the war rooms of a lot of the teams around the NFL.
And I think we see, Tom, it's going to be fluid, because I still look at Tennessee. They could trade back in the top 10 to pick off a tackle in the draft, whether it's Ronnie Stanley, or even if Tunsil now falls all the way to eight or seven or eight, and they're willing to trade back up in, and then it just pushes a great player down to the Bears. And I have this theory going that DeForest Buckner may have that ability to drop all the way to the Bears at 11, because pressure points of San Diego at 3 that should be interested in Tunsil or Jalen Ramsey, and then you look at the Baltimore Ravens, I think would be interested in Buckner, where they select. And then I think the last team the Bears have to clear is San Francisco. But they already drafted Eric Armstead, it'd be my opinion. And then obviously Cleveland now falling to 8. There are 3-4 under Ray Horton, and everybody has compared DeForest Buckner to Calais Campbell. If they get through Cleveland at 8, or Cleveland trades out again playing Moneyball, I think DeForest Buckner has a legitimate shot falling to the Bears at 11, and that would be a coup, I think, for John Fox and his staff.
Yeah, I agree. You know, too, is what kind of makes it a little bit more confusing about offensive tackle position specifically, there's about 3 or 4 guys out there that are highly regarded. So a team wouldn't have to, you know, put everything in because they're only looking for one offensive tackle. There's about, like I said, there's 4 guys out there that you could probably draft them and then rely on them to be a day one starter coming in. So that adds a little bit of intrigue to the offensive line needed type of teams that are out there that hopefully will, you know, pick that tackle and then give the Bears, like you said, a chance at a quality defensive lineman.
Now, say that doesn't happen. The names that we keep hearing right now this week in regards to the mock drafts with the Bears, anyone from Sheldon Rankins, the Louisville defensive tackle, A'shaun Robinson, the Alabama defensive tackle. We're also hearing Leonard Floyd, the Georgia outside linebacker, a guy who can rush the passer. Shaq Lawson, the shoulder, apparently checked out okay. He can play defensive end. Out of that group, who do you think the Bears are looking at, Tom?
Oh, you know, I mean, we keep hearing repeatedly about the defensive tackle position of a guy like Robinson's there, but then the linebacker from Georgia has been thought of as a guy that has the instincts and the speed to play sideline to sideline and can also be a pass rusher. You know, all those guys you mentioned, that's the confusing thing about it, Zach, is there one dynamic in any one of those players that make them stand out above the rest? And I think Buckner has that. When you look at the size and you look at snapshots of his technique or some of the film you get to watch on him. But when you know, there's a lot of been talked about this offseason about Von Miller.
Good question.
And Von Miller has extreme leverage and incredible speed. Is that guy available in the draft this year? I don't know if there's that explosiveness out there on the edge.
Well, Tom, before we let you go, your family in no way, shape, or form owned a laundromat in Joliet, too, did you?
No, but my mom has washed enough clothes to be
okay, that's what I was asking. So here Tom went to Notre Dame. He came home. He got fat, ate like a king at the family restaurant, and then got his laundry done for free, not only at Notre Dame, but, of course, for the Chicago Bears as well.
Jim,
I'll tell you what. Life of Riley, Tom.
I got to tell you a funny story that pertains to that. When you go to Notre Dame as a student, your mom has to sew these numbered tags inside your laundry because they do the laundry for you, and then you got to pick it up. I still have a towel that's up in my closet with my name tag sewed onto it from college.
Wow.
What is that, 35 years ago?
And
I showed it to my mom this week just of how impressive it was for her to sit down there with a needle and thread and throw everyone on.
Jim, get any ideas. Don't take your stuff from Bourbon A and drive it down to Joliet. She's not doing your laundry.
I wouldn't doubt it. She wouldn't want to do it.
Great stuff, Tom. Thank you very much. We'll hear from you again. You'll join us Monday, special edition of Bears All Access leading up to the NFL Draft. Your call's next, 312-644-6767. Zach and Jim, Bears All Access rolls on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Bears All Access on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Zach Zabin, Jim Miller with you, 312-644-6767. Best caller of the hour wins a gift certificate to Sports Authority. Back out to the phones we go, Jim. We'll start with Tom at Oak Park. Tom, you are on Bears All Access. Good evening.
Yes, I'd like to know about Jeff Driscoll. He's a quarterback with Louisiana Tech. He was at Florida.
Yep.
How come he's not a first-round pick, basically, looking at his stats?
Great question, and it's somewhat of a loaded question, all right? And here's the reason why. Believe it or not, a guy who played for Chicago Bears or was in camp with the Chicago Bears is tutoring Jeff Driscoll from Louisiana Tech. Kenny Mastroli, if you remember that name. I know Kenny well, and I keep in touch with him, but Jeff Driscoll, obviously, he transferred from Florida, as you mentioned, to Louisiana Tech. It's a spread system, okay? And it's obviously at Florida, it didn't go well. That's why he ended up transferred to La Tech. He is very athletic and has a really nice arm. He can really spin the football when he throws it. But it's a very limited offense, okay? And I've interviewed Jeff Driscoll. I think it's going to take a little time for him to get caught up to NFL concepts. He really struggled at the Reese's Senior Bowl down in Mobile, Alabama, and self-admittedly so. And I'll give you another quarterback. Like last year, say the New York Jets, they drafted Bryce Petty from Baylor. Word from the New York Jets is it was a struggle for Bryce Petty, his rookie season for the New York Jets. But is he a later-round draft pick that you could marinate a little bit? You know, just let him sit, let him tutor, let him learn. Sit on the bench, obviously, just understand and really get into NFL concepts and what he's going to be asked to do. He's a heck of an athlete, has a really nice arm, but it was a struggle for him down at the Reese's Senior Bowl. So he'll probably be a mid-round pick, that a guy you just want to develop and let him sit and learn for a little bit would be my opinion.
Timothy in Schaumburg, you are on Bears All Access, Timothy.
Well, thank you, Zach, and a great interview, by the way, with the new Bears tackle.
Thank you. Appreciate it. What's on your mind?
Well, I had two quick things, and one is for both you guys, but especially you, Jim. I'm watching all these moves where teams are moving up, and obviously they're getting in position to get these two quarterbacks. And I'll tell you, Jim, the first part of my question is, over the last couple of years, you had your Andrew Luck. I know last year Mariota and Winston or whatever, and then a couple of years before that, the Cam Newton, but I don't understand why teams are looking at these two quarterbacks as a huge difference maker, and it just kind of scares me. But I'm asking you if any of them are worth it, if you guys were making the decisions to move up. And the second one, and this was for both of you guys, you too, Zach, that as a quarterback, Jim, you've watched Jay Cutler with Alshon Jeffries and Brandon Marshall. And this year he had Eddie Royal, but he didn't play a lot of games. They had, you know, receivers that they kind of, you know, plugged in. But, you know, with Kevin White, and the word is that he's running a 4.3 40, and he's, you know, 6'2", and he was number two on everybody's depth chart last year in a draft. This people aren't realizing, if Kevin White is healthy, Jim, could you explain like what a receiver like that does? Because the last time Jay Cutler had an actual burner, it was either Johnny Knox at a position or Devin Hester. But
it was Johnny Knox, and you know, I think the thing with Knox is he didn't have because he wasn't coached up well at Abilene in terms of understanding pro-style offenses. So he was relying on the pure speed. A little different with what Kevin White was dealing with. I think the advantage he has, he's just a bigger guy with the speed.
Right. I'll address your first question first about franchise quarterbacks. And are these players worthy of being franchise quarterbacks? When you look at Jared Goff out of Cal and Carson Wentz from North Dakota State University. And yes, they are. They are that good. They've got a good foundation that you can build from. Goff is going to play from the neck up. He's extremely smart, understands, I know they call it the air cal or air raid out there, but he understands, can make all the throws touch-wise, has conceptual concepts of NFL and how he's reading things. But he's got an extremely quick release. He's got an extremely quick feet to set up. He's not the most mobile guy, but he can make plays, how he slides around the pocket in a pro-style offense, if that's what he's going to run in the NFL, or say a West Coast, to set up, make a decision, and get the ball out of his hand. He diagnoses blitzes extremely well. And Carson Wentz is an athlete. I mean, this guy can beat you with his legs and his arms. He's 6'5", 240, has similar numbers to Andrew Luck, Cam Newton, guys that you mentioned that are pretty good franchise quarterbacks in the NFL. He's got a good base, and I don't think the jump or the level of competition is going to bother him. And so, but last but not least, when you mention the receiver position, I'm with you. I mean, when you look at Kevin White, he is a do-it-all receiver, all right? 4-3, so he can take a top off the defense. He's extremely strong and physical. Plus, he's a coverage dictator that can open up other areas of the field that's going to help out Jay Cutler and the Chicago Bears. Extremely talented draft pick out of West Virginia. A shame he couldn't play all season long.
But he had a year to learn, and going from that offense to a pro-style offense, I think, is definitely going to help him. Jim, it's been a pleasure. I'm going to give the Sports Authority gift certificate to Timothy from Schaumburg, because he came in with the dual question with the quarterbacks, which I think was a good one, and obviously Kevin White.
The follow-up question would be, why the hell's Cleveland trading out of two? They're the team that needs a franchise quarterback. What are they thinking?
Hey, they have so many weaknesses. They're going with power in numbers. Get as many picks as you possibly can.
I hope both those players are multi-time Pro Bowl quarterbacks, and they passed them up by trading out. That is ridiculous.
We've got to take... We got to say goodbye. Hey, guess what? Special edition, Bears All Access, Monday night, right here on The Score with Jim and Tom. I'm Zach. So long. Bears All Access, brought to you by Sports Authority on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Thanks for listening to this Chicago Bears Network presentation of Bears All Access, your all-access pass into the world of Bears football. You can listen to Bears All Access shows online at chicagobears.com. Bears All Access is brought to you by Sports Authority and sponsored by FanDuel, MasterCard, and Verizon.